But we want to go back to your original game plan today, Steve, and that was to talk about cars.
I wanted to talk about a high-tech product that's actually made in the U.S. here, Tesla. Tesla, as you may know, makes high-end electric cars. They have a big plant near me in Fremont, California. And tonight in Los Angeles, Tesla's rolling out a network of superchargers. Basically, these are filling stations that can top off car battery packs completely in just 45 minutes. Many of these stations will be solar powered, and executives at Tesla said they were hoping to make these fill-ups free forever for anyone who buys one of their cars. Yeah, free's not bad,
Yeah,
but
not too bad.
even if Tesla owners have to pay for electric fill-ups, a network of supercharging stations across the country could make long-distance electric-powered road trips possible.
And what do you think, Steve? Does Tesla really have a chance to become an important player in this market?
Well, living in Silicon Valley, it's easy to believe anything is possible, right? But when it comes to cars and the automotive industry, I thought we needed a little gritty realism. So I called Sonari Glinton. Sonari covers Detroit and the auto industry for NPR and asked him to help me report this story. Here he is.
Starting a car company isn't easy. The first step is building a car people want.
Sonari, I think Tesla has actually checked that box. Its new car, the Model S, is a thing of beauty. It's a four-door sedan. It has a hatchback. It can seat five adults and two little kids in jump seats in the way back. It has a sleek front hood, a bonnet, if you're British, but underneath, there's nothing. No engine. Instead, it's a bonus trunk. They call it a frunk.
All right, frunk. Let's just dwell for a second on that word. Okay, Steve, frunks aside.
Frunks aside, the reason it can have a frunk is that the engines that power this car are relatively tiny, and that means there's a lot more space inside.
On the outside, it's a bit like a Jaguar, sleek but curvy.
It's gorgeous. It inspires unseemly lust in middle-aged men.
All right, speak for yourself.
All right, absolutely. I spent a lot of time behind the wheel of a minivan, but this car got me in touch with my inner teenager. Dayo Gomi at Tesla took me out for a test drive.
The car will absolutely blow people's minds. And I think that's the handling more than anything else.
The model I was driving can go from Los Angeles to San Diego and back on a single charge. That's more than 250 miles. And Dayo Gomi says this car has the lowest center of gravity of any made. Most of the weight in the car is in its batteries, and they're spread out underneath the floor. So it handles a lot more like a Porsche than a Ford Taurus.
You want, give it a
I'll
little
give
bit,
it a little
yeah.
gas. All right, so we're going into the cloverleaf. I'm just going to accelerate through this. Wow.
Amazing, right?
Holy cow. Oops.
Oops is right.
Yeah, I know. Actually, the car was okay. I scratched the rims and the tires needed to be replaced, but the suspension was fine.
Actually, Tesla is designing a car, Steve, that you could probably handle, one for the minivan SUV crowd. It's going to have the same kind of power and the similar price tag as the car you almost wrecked.
Yeah. But, Elon Musk, Tesla's CEO, says eventually the company will make another car that many more of us could afford.
It's really been my goal from the beginning for Tesla to produce a mass market car.
Right now, the Model S sells for between $50,000 and $100,000. Tesla's first car sold for even more.
Tesla, we did, I think, receive some unfair criticism of because of we had the Tesla Roadster, and people would say, "Well, why are you making this expensive sports car?" As though we somehow felt that there was a shortage of sports cars for rich people or something. But in fact, even though I try to take pains to say, "Look, our goal always from the beginning has been to drive forward the electric car revolution, and we needed time to refine the technology, get to version 2, get to version 3." And really, with version 3, the $30,000 car, that's where it becomes mass market.
To do that, become mass market, Tesla has to become a real car company. The price of the batteries need to plummet, and consumers' tastes have to change.
They have 10,000 orders for the Model S already, and they moved out of this little garage in Menlo Park where they made the Roadster into a giant factory in Fremont, California.
That's just step one. Now Tesla needs to start making 500 cars a week, which will mean they'll need supplier networks, distribution networks, dealer networks, service networks. Getting a factory up and running is hard. Michelle Krebs is an auto analyst at Edmunds.com, and she was telling us both about how General Motors retooled a Detroit plant to make the Chevy Volt.
It was a nightmare. I mean, I was there. There were robots dumping sealant on the floor because they weren't aiming in the right place, and these little automated guided vehicles going around the plant taking parts but didn't know exactly where they were going. All of this is very complicated, difficult stuff.
And getting manufacturing right is just the beginning. When millions of Americans think of electric cars, they still think of golf carts.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's changing. Almost anyone who has seen a Tesla or driven one becomes a fan. And a couple of years ago, Elon Musk hired a guy named George Blankenship. Blankenship's last gig was to build Apple's retail stores for Steve Jobs. And when you walk into a Tesla store today, you feel that. I swung by the opening of one in Portland, Oregon a few weeks ago. It was little, it was in an upscale mall. There were touch screen displays on the walls and just one car inside. But it was packed with people who were looking but not buying.
I was curious what brought you in today.
It wasn't this. We just saw it when we walked by.
Mark Goodwin and his wife Debbie were walking through the store, touching the car, peering inside the frunk.
Have you ever thought about buying an electric car before?
Well, it's out of my price range, to be honest with you. But yeah, I love the technology and I love the direction it's going, yeah.
I asked George Blankenship when Tesla would convert people like Goodwin into real customers, and he didn't hesitate.
I believe that everybody who comes through the door this weekend is going to buy a car from us in the next 10 years. And so that's...
You really believe that, 10 years?
Firmly believe that. I firmly believe, because what's going to happen...
A friend of mine once described Silicon Valley as the epicenter of optimism, and George Blankenship believes.
But to finance Tesla's future and George Blankenship's belief, that Model S needs to be a hit. A whole lot of plastic surgeons and venture capitalists are going to have to buy this thing before Tesla will have the cash it needs to make the next car, a truly affordable Tesla. Just turning a profit won't be enough.
But in many ways, Tesla's already turned the car industry on its head. 10 years ago, none of the big car makers were building electric. Now most do. Tesla made electric cars cool, and while that might not guarantee it its success, it's probably already changed history.
But the question is, does Tesla have a future? In Detroit, I'm Sonari Glenton.
And I'm Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic cloud backup with anytime, anywhere access for individuals and small businesses. Details at carbonite.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.